I thought the defense played well enough to win the ball game. We didn't execute offensively well enough and gave up the punt return, and that was the game. We had some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of opportunities when we got them. Questions?
You've been playing with a bunch of young corners. Why do you think the passing game couldn't do more?
Well, the pass rush had a lot to do with that. They were doing a good job with their pass rush, and we ended up trying to throw the ball a little bit more on first down and second down, but then you go back, CJ's running the ball extremely well, so do you want to throw it to stay away from those obvious passing situations where they got the pass rush coming? Do you want to throw it and not hand the ball to CJ? So we're trying to strike a balance in those two thought processes.
Did you get a good balance or the balance you wanted? Do you wish you would have run it more in hindsight?
I never make every call exactly the way they should be made. I always, make poor calls in a ball game. There's things you would like to have over that you'd like to have different. That's always the way it is.
How about at the end of the half, going three passes and they get the field goal out?
Yeah. Well, we ran it the last time, I think. We handed off the draw, right? We threw it the first two times. Yeah. And we were trying to get out of there and get some, make something happen. I mean, we were trying to get down the field, and we threw it to Stevie deep on the sideline, and then Stevie ran an option route, and he fooled Fitz a little bit. He turned in instead of turning out, and so we had that incompletion, and didn't get what we wanted.
Chan, talked about the not going for the field goal. It would have been a 52-yarder in the second quarter, and you punted. What? In a dome stadium, you can't make it from 52?
Oh, he might make it, and he might not. But we were playing pretty good defensively, and I thought if we backed him up down there and held him, that was better for us, better percentage-wise, that we would be able to go, get a touchdown out of it because of field position.
What do you feel safe is his range, though? I mean, given it's indoors, what's his range?
50, 51, 52, somewhere right in there, yeah. But you always make a decision about that, about whether or not to go for the field goal or go for the punt to try to play field position. And my tendency, for the most part, has been to play field position.
Was there a consideration of taking an offensive play there, going for it on fourth down?
I think it was too far, to be honest with you. I think we took a sack right before that and put us too far out. That's why we didn't go for it there.
Yeah, this is 3 years. You haven't won a signature road game. You're pretty much out of it now. You're starting to wonder when it's ever going to turn around.
You always wonder when you're going to be able to get to the point where you're a consistent contender. And you got to work for it. And people don't give it away. This is a tough physical ball game, and we didn't come out on top. We didn't play well enough to win. You always say, when are we going to be able to do that? Because you have to get there and do that, get over the hump before you can make the next step. And so we're still fighting to get there.
How much you were doing a lot of things right and then they get that return and that seemed to kind of throw it back to
them. Those things, big plays like that, normally turn games. And it certainly turned momentum at that point.
How much of the effectiveness of their pass rush
Well, they were doing a good job of their inside guys grabbing our guys, our screen guys. So we actually went to more of the outside screens than the inside screens and had a little bit of success, not as much in the fourth quarter. But
you're talking about grabbing the receiving target?
Yeah, they were grabbing the receivers and mirroring them and not letting them get out.
You used two tight ends maybe a little bit more than usual. Again, pass rushers being into that.
That's part of it. We felt like it was that we could match up run game-wise. That would help us match up run game-wise a little bit better. So that's what we were trying to do is be able to match up our run game with their.
Chan, how frustrating is it for you, to be almost 3 years into it and it just seems like you're spinning your wheels. I mean, like you said, you can't get over the hump.
Well, we're doing some things better. We haven't put it all together. That's the problem. We have one group do well, and then two other groups, defense or special teams, can't do good when offense does good. We're not putting it all together. We've shown signs of everybody playing well. But we've got to put it all together, and that's the mark of a good football team. That's my responsibility, to get a team to play in all three phases where they need to play to win football games. That's my responsibility.
Starting to question yourself, you're pretty open to criticism.
I always question myself. Am I doing the right thing to get us where we need to be? If you don't question yourself, if you're hard-headed, and to me, you're doomed for failure. So you always are looking for what is the answer, because it's obvious we hadn't found it at this point. But I don't lose confidence. I do question, though.
You had the 63-yard pass to Stevie. I mean, how frustrating is it to get the big play and then you still can't get it in there? If you recall what happened there after that, it was two passes and a scramble.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I don't remember what happened.
Pittsburgh lost today, the lost opportunity of a game, a week in the NFL, to not gain some ground.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I told our players our goal now is to get to 7-7. That's where the world champions were last year. That's our goal. We got to get to 7-7 and then see where everything sits, because that's where they were, and they won it all. So let's see if we can get to that.